So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned four cases of gittin that are pasul because they were not written lishma. In the first case, the get was not even l'shem gerushin, not intended for an actual divorce. In the second case, the get was written l'shem gerushin, but was not l'shmai u'lishma, not intended for the husband and wife. In the third case, the get was l'shmai, but was not l'shma, not intended for the wife. In the fourth case, the get is considered shalei l'shma only because of ein brera. The Gemara now mentions four opinions regarding a woman who is divorced with one of these gittin, and they are based on the halacha of reich haget. A woman who accepts a get pasul that bears a resemblance to a get kasher becomes pasul kahuna, disqualified to marry a kohen. As Rashi explains, ha'imra le'ishte haret mugureshes mimeni vi'i'at muteres l'chal adam pasul min ha'kahuna. A man who gives his wife a get and states that she is divorced from him, but may not marry someone else. Although the get is not valid, she becomes pasul l'kahuna because the pasuk states, v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu. The word mi'isha teaches, afilu le'niskarsha ela mi'isha, even if she was divorced only from her husband, she may not marry a kohen. Rav says, kulon paislin b'kahuna chutz min harishon. All of these gittin disqualify her to kahuna, except for the first get that was not l'shem gerishon at all, in which she is permitted to a kohen because there is reich haget only if the get was l'shem gerishon, but there is no reich haget if the get was not l'shem gerishon. Shmuel says, af rishon nami paisel. All the gittin, even the first, disqualify her to a kohen because there is a reich haget even if the get was not l'shem gerishon. Ze'iri says, kulon ein paiselin chutz min ha'achrin. The first three gittin do not disqualify her, only the fourth get disqualifies her, because there is a reich haget only if the get was l'shma, but there is no reich haget if the get was not l'shma. And as Rashi explains, only three gittin were not l'shma, however, regarding the fourth get, l'churma, we do say yesh brera, and it is therefore considered l'shma regarding pas l'kuna. And Rabbi Yechanan says, af achrin nami in a paisel, all gittin, even the fourth get, do not disqualify her, because even l'chumra we do not say yesh brera, and therefore it is not considered l'shma regarding psul kuna. In the Mishnah's fourth case, Amar l'lavlar, kasav le'ezer she'eretz agarish, pasav le'garish boi. If the husband tells the sefer, write the get for the wife who I will decide to divorce. The get is pasul, as explained in the previous daf, because ein brera, as Rashi explains, at the time of the ksiva he was not yet decided, and therefore the get is shaloi l'shma, and we don't say that retroactively the get was intended for the wife who he later decides to divorce. The Gemara continues. Rav Hoshe asks, if he tells the sefer, write the get for the first wife who will go out the door first, is the get kosher or pasul? Amalei tenesua. Yes, McCain, Amal Lavler Kasav Le'ezer She'eretz Agarish, Pasul Agarish Boy, Alma Ein Brera. Rabbi Yehuda replied, this is the same as the Mishnah's case, in which the get is Pasul because of Ein Brera. Abaya, however, disagrees and says that there is a difference, because in the Mishnah's case, where he says Kasav Le'ezer She'eretz Agarish, the halacha is Ein Brera only because Toila B'das Atzmai. He stipulated that the Lishma be dependent on his own decision, as Rashi explains, Gila B'daita Yishoyi Pesecha Shtei Se'ifim. It's apparent that when the get was written, he was in doubt which one to divorce. Therefore, when he later decides to divorce one, we cannot retroactively say that he wanted this one. However, where he says, perhaps yesh bera, because he stipulated that lishma is dependent on someone else. And when the get was written, he was decided that he will divorce the one who comes out first. Therefore, when she later comes out, we do retroactively say that he wanted this one. Rava, however, says, perhaps there is no distinction. Those who hold yesh brera say this even in the case of toila b'das atzmai. And those who hold ein brera say this even in the case of toila b'das acherim. The Gemara now goes on to discuss Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, who seemingly do make a distinction between Toila B'das Atzmai and Toila B'das Acherim. The Gemara cites two sources as a proof that both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon hold Yesh Breira if he was Toila B'das Acherim, And even so, they both seemingly hold Ein Breira if he was Toilah B'das Atzmai. In the following well-known Mishnah, Halakeach Yain Mebein HaKutim, one who bought a barrel of wine from Kutim, from which he needs to separate Trumas HaMaisus, but he has no containers in which to put the Trumas HaMaisus, the Mishnah provides the following solution. Oimer, Shnei Lugin Shani Osla Hafresh Harein Truma, V'Shoyis HaMiyad. He verbally separates Trumas HaMaisus within the barrel, and the wine becomes permitted immediately, based on that he will physically separate out the Trumas HaMaisus later. Divrei Reb Meir. This is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yesi, Reb Shimon Oysen, they forbid the wine. The Gemara's current understanding is because they hold Ein Breira, and this is a case of Toila B'das Atzmai that he will later separate. Rava, however, says that this is not so. They agree that Yesh Breira even when Toila B'das Atzmai. However, they forbid the wine because Chayish L'Bekiyas Noid. They're concerned the barrel might break, and the separation of Trumas HaMaisus will never take place, resulting in the wine having been tevel when he drank it. Remeir, however, Lechayish L'Bekiyas Noid, he's not concerned that the barrel will break.